Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
You know, you got mad at me for going to break on an negative. No, it wasn't negative.
It
was real.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes real is what's important in this world. Got to be real.
I think it's a little ridiculous to say the season is over if they lose the first game.
It was over last year after you lost that first game. I mean, I've got history on my side, my friend.
It wasn't over. It wasn't over because you just got done saying if they beat Michigan, then they could get on a roll.
Yeah.
So it wasn't over. See?
Was it?
Don't double talk.
This season's different.
You got caught.
Here's from Corey in Lincoln before we move on.
Corey.
On the text line says this. I am with Jake, and it's precisely because of how much I put on the human spirit. Even the hardiest of human spirits can only endure so much. There have to be guys on this roster that are hanging on by a thread in terms of believing anything that Scott Frost is saying or teaching. A loss to Northwestern would be devastating to the collective human spirit of Nebraska.
It's a really well thought out text by Corey. It is. I understand that. I'm just giving a little more credit to the human spirit. Just a little bit more.
The human spirit of Nebraska is waning.
Now, that is a really well thought out text. Now, what we were probably settling on inadvertently here is that the Northwestern game in Dublin is gigantic.
The biggest game of the season.
It is a gigantic game.
I know it feels weird saying that.
Are you going
to
do that every season?
No, I'm not going to. If Nebraska goes 9-4 next year, no, I'm not going to say that the biggest game of the season is the first one.
Okay.
But you have a team
teetering
that has missed five straight bowl games and under the current coach has never made one in four seasons.
Well, this is kind of fun.
You had one conference win last year, and it's a team that you killed 56-7, and you're playing that team to start the next season.
You got to play in damn Dublin.
Don't care.
Hey, hold on. You know what? You know what I like about the conversation? I try to spin it positive. It's a big game. It's a big game. We're going to Dublin to cover a big game.
And we'll be there. You and me will both be there.
Yeah, we'll both be in Dublin. I got my passport ready last night.
My passport is locked in also.
Yeah, locked and loaded.
Good to go.
We're headed to Dublin to cover a big game. I like that. I don't like that the program's fragile, though.
It is fragile.
There's
no way around that. How is the program not fragile? You just replaced four or five assistant coaches in offense because you're trying to make a big leap this year.
I think Frost would say, we're not fragile. I think Frost would say, we just got to get over the hump.
Well, they have to do it now.
Right.
Because they're fragile.
Right. Can you get over the hump if you lose that opener to Northwestern? That compromises
makes
that.
It really hard.
Yeah. Corey.
Corey
affected my thinking a little bit.
Think about, the optimism of the fan base and the lack thereof. If you lose the first game to the team, that's the only one you beat last year in conference play.
And then if Fitzgerald reverses 56-7, it would be devastating.
I mean, you'll go in as probably a 10-point favorite. Right now,
I think it's nine.
Right now, today,
I think it's 9.5.
You're 9.5.
So yeah.
You might be up to 10 at that point.
I think that's light, by the way. I think that's light.
New quarterback. New offense.
56-7.
A lot of new things. You don't have time.
56-7.
But you don't have time to throw a clunker out there. You don't have the freedom to throw a clunker out.
No, you don't. You know what you don't have this year? You don't have the leeway of saying, watch the offense in game five. By game five, it should come around. It needs to come around fast.
It needs to come around in game one.
Yeah. That's why I keep saying right now in the program is very important, and then June gets really important. Your players are here. Your current players. I know what we do. We're talking about Marcus Washington, right? Marcus Washington, the transfer portal receiver from Texas on campus this weekend. We're talking about Taylor Lewis, the defensive tackle from Santa Clarita, California, the junior college kid. We're talking about Kane Williams and Stephon Wynn. We're talking about all these guys either coming in or hopefully you're coming in. You know what? If you're a Nebraska coach, you got to worry about the guys you got, the guys you have, because especially on offense, you are still installing an offense. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
The month of June is incredibly important. Incredibly important. Because August 27th will be here before you know it.
Today, it's 100 days away.
And you're talking about August 27th being a make or break game for the program.
It is exactly 100 days away from right now.
Do you know how fast 100 days goes?
It goes fast.
Yeah. I mean, I'm getting ready mentally for Dublin myself.
It's 100 days away. Got your questions written out and everything.
No, I'm thinking about like food options. Yeah. I bet they don't have Mexican. Do they have Mexican restaurants in Dublin?
I don't think so. Fish and chips?
Yeah.
Do they have chain restaurants up there?
I go through McDonald's and get my coffee in Dublin? I don't think so.
I don't know what they have up there.
I don't think so.
I don't know the Ireland terrain.
It's not going to be like going down Main Street in Grand Island, okay? It's not going to be like that.
Oh, how about this for taking us way back to a past Scott Frost quote, or about this is about Illinois, but this is about Northwestern. Jason O says this: hopefully Northwestern doesn't come out in a front we didn't expect and put our season in the toilet to begin. That was a mistake by Frost to say that. They came out in a front we didn't expect from Illinois. Well, it's the first year of a head coach. Yeah, it's not on film. Can you adjust?
I got you. That was a rough trip to Champaign, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't go. I watched Champaign. That game here, and then we were in a bad place.
You know what I remember about that trip? A few things. I remember, Jake, vividly talking on the field after the game to a couple defensive players, and they were angry enough that it was uncomfortable. Luke Reimer, I talked to Luke Reimer after the game. There was pure anger in his eyes.
I hope so.
Yeah, I know. But that was
you were playing the worst team, believed to be the worst team in the division, maybe at the conference, and you lost. You were down 30-8 in that game.
It wasn't disappointment. It was anger, which, by the way, goes to Corey's thread. Goes to Corey's text. Yeah. Goes to Corey's text. At what point does anger become resignation?
Close right now.
No, I'm afraid that. I don't know.
That's Northwestern.
Seems like a very gloom and doomy conversation to me, Jake.
Well, that's when you've missed five straight bowl games, there's going to be a lot of gloom and doom. Naturally. Because there should be. Because that's passion. It means people care.
But the rebuttal is clear. It's one game, the first game. You have a whole season ahead
of
you.
It doesn't like for sure.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
End your season, but man, you talk about, hey, we're hanging on by a thread here with this fan base.
Well, yeah.
And the team.
Yeah. But all it takes is a victory against Oklahoma to get it back on track, right?
We'll do that with a 3-0 start plus that then.
I got you.
Before we get to the game show, a couple of responses to Dublin food.
Dublin.
Qdoba guy says, according to Google, there are 31 McDonald's in Dublin. So okay. You're fine. You'll be all right.
So it will be like being in suburban Omaha in some ways.
Kirk from Georgia says, Dublin is really pretty, but the cuisine is horrible.
Hmm.
Bring some Cliff Bars with you.
Is that right? Hmm. Yeah, what
just,
do you
just
eat?
Just salt things down.
What do you
just
eat?
Bring your salt shaker.
What do we eat? You're going.
Yeah.
What are you planning to eat?
I don't know. I haven't researched the food yet. Is fish and chips a thing up there? I don't really like fish besides shrimp. I doubt they have shrimp. I don't know.
Dublin cuisine. I have not pondered it to any great length.
But you have your passport.
Yeah.
You're good to go. Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. You are 1-1 on the week. Today is Wild Card Wednesday. And we're doing a famous name again. Famous Kevins.
Okay.
Do you know your famous
Kevins?
Don't say any of them. There might be answers.
Okay.
If you think you know your famous Kevins, give us a call at 402-464-5685. Shut Up Sipple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, Shut Up Sipple! No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to Shut Up Sipple. Call now to play. 464-5685. Shut Up Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the takedown sip in trivia. Trying to get over the hump to 500 on the week. How do you feel about famous Kevins today?
Strangely confident.
Strangely confident.
Yes, strangely confident.
You had an encounter with a famous Kevin once in San Antonio. He's not an answer today.
Yeah, really? I did. Yeah,
there's no Kevin James.
Kevin James.
No Kevin James today.
Is it James or James?
James.
Okay.
J-A-M-E-S. Mm-hmm. Mike, how do you feel about famous Kevins today?
So-so.
So-so. So you feel better than Mike does here.
Yes,
I feel strangely
confident. Hey, Mike. Thank you for calling.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
No problem.
All right.
All right, Mike. First question goes to you. What famous Kevin was the lead character in the popular show House of Cards?
Kevin Spacey?
Kevin Spacey is correct. Would you have had that one, Sip?
Nope. Never saw one episode.
Okay.
Never... barely aware it was even a show.
Well, that's not a good sign for you then. You're down 1-0. First question, Sip. What famous Kevin is an actor who has 6 degrees of actors that can be connected back to working with him?
What kind of question is that?
People would get this one.
Kevin Costner.
Mike, do you want that one or not?
Yeah, I'm going for the chokehold. Kevin Bacon.
You never heard the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon before?
Yeah. After I said it, I realized it. Very defeatist attitude there from me.
So we went into this game with you feeling confident and Mike feeling so-so. Right now, he's got a 2-0 lead.
That was ridiculous on my part.
All right.
That's why I always hover around 500. Just an average player. Just an average player. Chris Paul. Status quo.
Chris Paul is a, for sure, Hall of Famer, though.
Not in the last 5 years. He's not.
Well, he's 37 years old.
Yeah,
all right, Mike, for the win, your last question. What famous Kevin starred as Lieutenant Dunbar in the 1990 movie Dances with Wolves?
Kevin Costner.
It was a rout today. Mike, you didn't feel great going in, but that's a 3-0 rout, a sweep of Sip. Congrats. We get you bagels. Thanks for calling in. And call in down the road.
All right. Good luck tomorrow, Sip.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for calling in.
That was rough.
Yeah, Mike brought it today. Mike was mentally prepared. I wasn't. My God.
But you said you went in feeling good.
I know. But I blew the Kevin Bacon thing, and I knew that.
You knew the answer.
Yeah.
The 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. Your last question.
Terrible loss, Jim.
Yeah, that was bad. Your last question was this, just to give yourself some pride
here.
What current show on Paramount Network does Kevin Costner star in as the role of John Dutton?
Yellowstone. Yellowstone.
Okay, you want your tiebreaker now?
Yes.
Okay, you got a question right. Kevin Durant is through 14 NBA seasons.
Okay.
14.
Okay. Love him. Love
14.
Him.
To the first decimal, what are his career points per game average?
Oh, wow. Over that period, 14 years, I'd say 27.7.
Whoa.
27.7.
27.2.
Oof. Oof.
Okay, you redeemed yourself. Yeah. The game was already over. Yeah, this is like a person in garbage time trying to make the score look better. That was Nebraska against USC in 2007, right there. He had nice fourth quarter
with
the backups.
Is? No, it's that game at Penn State and Riley.
Oh yeah, there you go. Hey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Saquon Barkley's already out of the game. Yeah. Trace McSorley's out of the game. Yeah. Hey, look at that. We lost by 15.
Yeah. What year was that? That was the last year.
2017.
Yeah, that was the last year. 2017. Strange game. Ridiculous game. Blowout. Nebraska kept kind of creeping back. Yeah. You're like, what's going on?
I think they lost by 10. It was like 45-35.
That's the sort of game where it's a little bit of a tight deadline. So when Penn State goes up, you start writing. When they pull away by 28-35 or whatever it was, you start writing like it's a blowout. But then you keep looking up and Nebraska scores. You're like, okay, I can't really write it like it's a blowout. It's not a horrible loss.
Keep it there. I want to ask you, so go back to the season where Nebraska went to Oregon and was down.
Yes.
Down, this 27,
oh,
same year?
That was
same
horrifying,
year.
Yeah.
Okay, you're down 42-7. It was 27.
Yeah.
It was Tanner Lee.
Yeah.
Down 42-7 at halftime, and you lose by 7. So how were you writing the column already at halftime?
Oh,
of the loss?
You're getting ready to, but it was an early game, so you didn't have to. It was an early game. Yeah, what I remember about that game, you know what I remember about that game? Doing the post-game interviews, it was really odd. You had to remind yourself that they lost.
Right.
Because the second half was good. They had a shot to win that game.
Right. They lost by 7. They allowed 0 points the second
and
half.
And they had the ball late with a chance to tie
right.
or go ahead.
Yep.
And it was weird because Mike Riley had a bunch of his people there because, you know, he's from Oregon State background and all that. He had all his people there, and I kept looking in the post game, and Riley's smiling and hugging people.
You lost.
Yeah. Yeah, and I saw, and I literally was interviewing a couple guys, and I had to step back and remind myself, oh, they lost this game. Keep that in mind. It was very odd. It was a very odd trip.
Nice second half.
Yeah, it was a very odd trip, and that's where Bob Diaco denied me his cell phone number.
Did you try again ever?
No. No, I never tried again, but I asked him for it, and he said, no, not this time. Parker tells a good story about that. There was a bunch of people around, too, so I was sort of embarrassed.
You're embarrassed?
Yeah, a little bit.
It happens.
It was fine. I went for it.
We'll have the spillover next on Early Break and the Ticket.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.